From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Noah Adams in New York. Rescue crews continue searching the enormous debris pile 24 hours a day for survivors and for victims. There are 218 confirmed dead and 5,422 reported as missing. The last survivor was found last Wednesday. In catastrophes of this sort, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, deploys its national network of search and rescue teams. In the hours and days after the terrorist attacks in New York, the specially trained task forces raced to New York and to Washington. NPR's John Burnett spent some time with Pennsylvania Task Force 1 in New York City.
They call it Base of Operations, the BOO for short. Inside the cavernous Jacob Javits Convention Center, several miles north of the disaster site, eight of these teams are billeted, each with its own cots, generators, shovels, respirators, and search dogs. The team leader from Pennsylvania's Task Force 1 is a wiry, medium-height fire captain from Baltimore County, Maryland, named Bob Murray. His hard hat is festooned with Gumby dolls and a hand-scrawled sign, God Bless America. Now that rescue squads are able to penetrate deeper into the rubble, Murray says the discoveries of victims, particularly firefighters, is becoming more frequent.
I'm sure there's been human remains that we've missed because we don't recognize what they are. But there have been arms and buttocks and skulls and fingers and what we think are body remains, you know, that we're identifying. And there have been, I don't know what I'm allowed to say. I mean, we found pockets of where numerous firefighters were found together. And where numerous firefighters were, holding each other and, stuff like that.
Bob Murray sits in the break area of the BOO and rubs his red-rimmed eyes. These have been hard, hard days. No one on this team has ever worked an emergency where so many of the victims are fellow firefighters. And there's an unspoken ritual when anyone finds the body or the remains of a New York firefighter. The local department carries its own off the pile. When that happens, all hats and helmets come off and everyone pauses for a moment of silence. One body they recovered had to be lowered down the debris pile.
The safest way we bring them down was by a rope, almost like a trolley. They draped the body bag in an American flag and had it traverse across the rubble pile and down to where the fire department members could reach them. And it was unbelievable.
Many of the FEMA search and rescue teams are working in the most treacherous parts of the World Trade Center wreckage, the voids. The massive office complex included six stories below ground, a shopping concourse, a parking garage, and two subway tunnels. This is where Pennsylvania Task Force 1 has been assigned. Every time a searcher is lowered into a void, all nearby cranes and bulldozers stop work. Murray says the slightest vibration could cause further collapse.
We pull out piece A, we may not even be able to identify where that other end is and how it teeters or balances or interconnect. I'm trying to think of that. There's a block game that you can play and everybody starts taking one piece of the block and then eventually the whole thing goes down. It's very, very difficult.
But that's only one of the hazards that lurks in the dark spaces that honeycomb these ruins. Jerry McEwen is a captain with the Heavy Rescue Unit of the Philadelphia Fire Department. He's here with the task force.
Entering confined spaces and doing search and rescue, that's all you encounter is a myriad of things inside that building that can do a tremendous amount of damage to you as a person. Sharp objects, hazardous materials, gasoline from the cars, diesel fuel from the trucks, biological hazards from the dead. You have carbon monoxide from the fire, methane, you just name it. Anything that could possibly hurt you is down there.
The techniques of urban search and rescue have gotten more refined with each modern disaster. Guesswork is eliminated as much as possible. Before a searcher goes into a hole, a hazmat specialist tests it for toxic gas. Dogs may be sent in to alert the team to the presence of a body. Fiber optic cameras are used to stare into the space. But even with these safeguards, no one really knows what they'll find. George Dries is a Pennsylvania task force manager with big shoulders and a drooping mustache. He works with the Baltimore County Fire Department.
You're nervous, you're very anxious. You know, are you going to find bodies? Are you going to find live? Obviously, we want to find live people. If not that, we want to find bodies. We need a body count. I mean, that's a terrible thing to, I mean, body counts associated with war, but we need to find people, you know, preferably alive, but we for the families and everybody, we need to bring home, you know, people. And that's an extremely big thing.
Late Sunday night, the Pennsylvania team reached a section of the parking garage under World Trade Center 1. An I-beam had fallen from a great height and penetrated the 12-inch thick concrete of the parking garage ceiling, one captain said, like a warm knife through butter. That provided the hole they needed to do their jobs.
We went ahead and made entry, just went in, clipped in, dropped me down, checked 20 cars. Approximately half of those were fully burnt, just burnt beyond recognition. The other half just had dust on them. The sprinkler systems didn't go off. It was an awesome sight.
They found no victims. All had apparently evacuated before the building imploded.
Okay, listen up. We're still on a rescue mission plan of action. We spoke to Chief Hartman. Things are very slow. Very slow. A lot of heavy equipment operations.
Last night, the Pennsylvania Task Force prepared for another 12-hour shift. The 62-member team is scheduled to return to Harrisburg later this week. Men, mainly, husky ones at that, slouched around tables for the nightly briefing. The camaraderie born of this tragedy is palpable.
This probably will be your last trip out there on this go-around, hopefully.
Pardon me?
I said this is our last chance to find some live people.
That's true. Last chance to find some live people on this trip. Be safe. Make sure you do what you're supposed to be. Be real careful about what you do and where you go. Keep up the good spirit and be back here in the morning.
Then the lot of them, hung with yellow backpacks, carabiners, lanterns, radios, goggles, and gas masks, trundled off down the corridor to a work site most of us cannot comprehend. John Burnett, NPR News, New York.
Bus, Chief Max will take bus one, Steve Lancaster, bus two.
Did you sign our poster?
Trooper?
Mayor, did you sign our?
Trooper?
I'm ready for you, sir.
All right.
Bruce?
This should be useful.